लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about verticals. Today, we are going back to an actor, and I just had to ask him about the pronunciation. As you know, I'm from Germany and we are kind of different in pronunciation names, but I want to spell it correctly. So I hopefully got it. And I say hello to Luke Brewer. How are you doing?
Peachy.
Nice Sunday so far.
Oh, yeah. Just taking it easy.
Chilly Willy Sunday.
In my recliner. Yeah, we're good.
When did you wrap your last project? How many days are you having off now?
Yeah, that was like a week or two ago. I'm just kind of taking a break. I just recently moved, so.
Oh, okay.
Just taking it easy, and I'll probably hop back in a little bit. But
I think that's good because the verticals are always so fast paced. Isn't it that good to take sometimes a break so that you don't get overruled about all the stuff?
Of course. Yeah. It can be really draining, but yeah, no, it's been good. Just like the time off and everything.
When will you go back on set?
Do
you know that already?
I do, but I'm not allowed to say.
Not even the day, if it's in 2 weeks or what?
Within the next month for sure.
Okay. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Why is it always such a big thing to say something about the vertical stuff? I don't get it.
Well,
I don't get it why it's so
the cool kids club. Come on, it's the cool kids club. You can't give away the secrets in the cool kids club, and then you're not gonna be cool anymore.
Yeah, okay, I understand when you cannot speak about what exactly the storyline is and stuff like that, but not even when you're going back to set. Okay.
Yeah, like, okay. You know, in the next month.
Okay, so how many verticals have you done so far? Number, what will it be this time?
30-something.
30s. You didn't tell?
Maybe 34?
Yeah. And when did you start with shooting verticals?
I started last, February. So two Februaries ago.
And what was your first vertical? Do you know the title still?
It's on my IMDb. It was called My Cold-Blooded Alpha King. It was like one of the first werewolf verticals, I think. And I was a day player because my friend who was on set for that set was like, hey, they need like someone to play like an infected werewolf. And I worked at a haunted house for like 8 or 9 years, mm-hmm. Doing prosthetics and having all this crazy stuff on me and like, you know, being scary and stuff. And I was like, oh, sure, prosthetics. Like, you know, I can do that and blah, blah, blah. I had no idea what I was stepping onto. And then, you know, the rest is history, man. It was just...
Did you know what a vertical was at this point?
No. No, because it was like, it's always has been, always will be listed on Actors Access as like a vertical short form. which is like not the correct title. I mean, it kind of is, but it's like short form really. It kind of relates to like improvisation. Like you're doing a short form sketch versus a long form sketch, sort of improv training there. But like a vertical like isn't a sketch, it's sort of like a series. It's like a mini soap opera. So they sort of like switched it. I'm just like, they still haven't switched it on Actors Access. It still says vertical short form. And I'm like, why? But yeah.
And what was your impression after the first shooting thing?
Yeah, I was like, this is really weird. This is really weird. It's like all these people were like so serious. Christine K. Larson was in the first one I did. And she was just like so serious and like so like into this thing that I like was crazy. And like when we finally, because it took like 2.5 hours to get into the prosthetics and like all this stuff, and like they had me shirtless, so they had to like paint like all the stuff on my body, and I'm like in the bed, I'm chained up, and we're doing the thing, and I was just like, damn, like everyone's so serious, like I gotta lock in here so I can get on everyone's level. So everyone was like so serious, and then I like started hearing the lines, and I was like, really? What is this? Like, what is happening? Like, they're so serious, but the lines are so goofy. And I was like, I kind of love that, because it's like, it's sort of like, I don't know, to me, it's sort of like caring about, I can kind of relate it to like, I don't know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Like, obviously, that guy was like, not aesthetically pleasing, and like, but he had like a good heart, you know what I mean? And so you're able to, find the love for him, and in the end. And but it's sort of the same thing with verticals, right? Because like it's everyone always is shitting on them, like, oh my gosh, the stories are all repetitive, and the scripts are terrible, and this and that. And it's just like, dude, at the end of the day, bro, like you can't even pay attention to that stuff. You just have to pay attention to like, we're making something beautiful, we're making art, and this is what we love to do. Like, if you can't find a respect for like what the project is, at least have, respect for us as performers, and that we're able to perform this for you.
And so after this first vertical shoot, how long did it take till your next one? Did you get kind of addicted to verticals after this first shoot?
Yeah, so someone who I knew on that set was working on another set, and I pretty much picked it up within days. I honestly work straight. I didn't really have a break from when I started until like, I don't know, January of this year. So I worked for like 10 months straight, having like a day in between each like project. Yeah. I mean, I really only took a week off for my sister's wedding in October, last October.
Isn't
Yeah.
that exhausting to hop from one project to another? Or is it kind of adrenaline which
Yeah,
makes
I
it
mean,
easy to do that?
yeah, at the time, like, I was like, I had no idea what I was doing, because I had just moved here, so I didn't really know anything. Like, I was just, it was a very cathartic moment for me when I was able to quit my job and do acting full time, because I was like, bro, like, I don't have time for anything else. This is all I have time for. And like, I'm on set, I'm doing the thing, and I'm like, damn, this is it. And I was like, okay. So the work was never a problem. Like, I never get tired of, you never get tired of doing something you love, because if you love it, you can always find the beauty in it.
Yeah, and you have always different type of roles, haven't you? It's
Yeah.
not
I
the
played
same every time.
a variety of different roles.
Did you do some horizontal stuff before you got into verticals?
Course. Yeah, when I was in high school, excuse me, I did I was in Bad Education. It's It's a movie with Hugh Jackman, and it's on Amazon Prime, and it's good. It's actually about a real story of like a principal in like 2002 who embezzled money from the high school, and he gets caught. It's actually a really good movie. And then when I was in college, I told this story before. I went to like a musical theater heavy college. And so like the acting program was kind of lackluster, and like we didn't really have anything to call like our own. Like the musical theater program would like go and perform and like do all these things, and like the acting program didn't really have any of that. So like I kind of took it upon myself to like, because I'm a writer as well, so I like, wrote some scripts and like things like that. And I sort of linked a nearby college that was a film school to the school that I went to, and sort of made a opportunity for the few acting majors there on campus. And we sort of put together this really good short film. It's on YouTube. And then we were greenlit for like a second film, and it was a full feature film length. Super cool to make and sort of like wrap yourself in that character that's like yours. And like it was the first thing that was like mine. I've also done a ton of like, horror indie movies. I was on The Bay last year, if you know that show. It's
No.
also on Prime.
When did you know that you want to be an actor?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I did a lot of sports. I did like every sport. In college, I would do like baseball in the spring, swimming in the fall. But before that, I did like more sports than that. I did like tennis and like other things like that. And like I was just like very sport heavy. I just want to be active and like doing all these active things. Like I just need like something active to do with my body. And like my mom, and I was a goofy kid, right? I was weird. I'm weird now. I've never changed. Yeah, my mom is like, take these improv classes. And I was like, fuck no. Like, this is, I thought it was lame, blah, 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 kid stereotype things. And I gave it a shot, and I never looked back. I kept running with it, and eventually it superseded all the sports that I was doing. And I just stuck with the acting, because it was just super fun. And I was still active with my body, right? Because I'm a very like physical guy. Excuse me. And so I'm like still doing all those things and getting like that itch scratched, but like,
So a sportive vertical would be great for you.
A what? Sorry.
A sports vertical shooting.
Hey man. Cat, book me, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's always like,
What kind of sport vertical would you do?
well, I'm really good at ice skating, so like maybe hockey or like a baseball one. I just don't look the sporty type. I'm just not the, I don't look, I'm not the, oh, dude, bro, I'll catch you on the ice, bro. Like, dude, I'm just not that guy. So, they're gonna cast that guy to be that lead because, he's the clunky,
Yeah, and
jock
there
type.
were a lot of hockey verticals at least.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm just not that guy. So, it's always tricky trying to, book something like that. But yeah, super good at ice skating. Yeah, like baseball. And when you're shooting something like that, it's never actually doing the sport. Like maybe you're actually ice skating. Like they need people who are good on the skates.
Yeah.
As, but like you're not actually playing a game, right? You're
Yeah.
just playing, shooting the thing and things like that.
So you said your first vertical was a werewolf one. I'm sure you did some other werewolves also. What has changed from the first werewolf vertical till the last one you've done?
Actually, that is the one and only werewolf one I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, miraculously. Yeah, I've only done.
Did you do a vampire one?
No, only CEO. I only do CEO. It's, I don't know.
So, okay. No,
Yeah.
I
CEO,
thought
air ones, like sort of like royalty, like those, that's sort of
really only one
my way.
werewolf one. Okay, strange.
I would love to do a werewolf one. I don't know. They like put those prosthetic like claws on you. I'm like, I don't know about that, but I love vampire stuff. I
The
like that.
fangs and stuff.
Yeah, those are cool.
And the
Yeah.
vampires are always have really great clothing.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, excuse me, all the the series I do, like they're always some rich guy. It's always like either CEO business. Or like heiress, and he's like royalty.
That's what I mean with it's type of story, same thing.
And we're trying, man. Like it's literally just like the switch that's going to be made, and it has to be made, right? Like especially we're coming into this sort of area where SAG's getting involved. I don't know if you know about this new agreement that's going to be made for projects 300,000 and less. Like that's going to be a real big game changer. And like we're sort of in a transitional period now, I feel like, where we're sort of like shutting our doors so that we can like reconfigure in-house of like what the fuck we're doing here and like what needs to change and like what's happening. And I feel like it's really it's going to be in a really positive direction, because I feel like changes do need to be made, and
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
sort of the types of projects are sort of getting changed as well.
So when you say every time a CEO billionaire, every time a suit guy, or what? Have you to wear every time a suit in your
Oh yeah.
verticals?
Of course, yeah.
Are you a suit guy in private? Because
I
I
am.
saw a lot of the actors who wear every time suits on set are so happy to don't wear a suit in the private time.
Of course. Well, yeah, no. Yeah, I'm a very classic man.
So you
Someone
have
flip
suits on
that.
your own at home?
Yeah, of course. I have a plethora of suits. I think I own more than 10 suits. I don't know. Like right now I'm in like comfy, like vintage. This is vintage. This
Yeah,
is uniqlo.
it's
Oh
Sunday.
yeah,
Sunday is
Sunday,
comfy
nice
day.
day.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I love wearing suits out. Cause like, I'm only going to look like this once. Right. So, why would I dress like a bum and go to dinner? Like, why would I wear like slides and shorts and a t-shirt at dinner? Like, that's so lame.
Yeah, that's
I'm pulling
true.
up in a suit, man. Like,
So you know how to tie a bow.
of course I can tie a tie like a bunch of different ways. I know all the styles.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, Windsor, double Windsor.
No.
Yeah, all of them.
I'm out of that. No.
Not Prince Albert, not
So
all
what type of role you liked most of your
in
parts you did? The royalty one or the classic CEO stuff one or
all. I don't know. Me personally, like I'm the type of guy, like I'm like a rebel, right? Like I don't like following rules. Like rules like piss me off. It's a very like niche thing about me. Like I just like don't not like being confined within like a parameter of a sentence. You know what I mean? Like I don't wanna, I wanna do what I wanna do. And so like when I have like a role like that where it's like, I'm a CEO or I'm a royalty guy, like I'm always looking for the chance to like do something like different and crazy. And like nor most of the time it's like the director will be like, hey, like you can't do that. Like, let's try it this way and like do it differently. And I'm like, whatever.
You're still the improvising
Well,
guy.
yeah, I mean, you're hiring a comedian to do a dramatic role. That's what you're gonna get. But sometimes you find that director that's like, bro, I love that. That's fucking lit. And I'm like, let's go, man. So I'm sort of like looking for those roles that's sort of like kind of quirky and like kind of like crazy and uncontrollable. And most of the time that's the villain because the lead has to be just
Nice.
hot, six pack and just absolutely brain dead in the face, which I can be. Look, ready? Hi. I'm Luke Brewer. See, I can do it. Like, book me, please. But you know what I mean? So it's
not challenging, really, isn't it?
No, it's easy. It's hard for some people, but you know, for someone who respectfully, you know, has a degree and has been doing this my entire life, and you know, can take on many roles and many different faces and, you know, many personalities and things like that. These are a great warm up to get into the industry, but it's more of, I have to challenge myself than an actual take on the role and have it be challenging and have to figure out where it's going to go. Right. Because in verticals, the sort of story arc, right, it starts in one place, something crazy happens in the middle, and then they end up in the exact same place, but now they're married, right? Nothing changes. There's no story arc.
Yeah. After the paywall, the story get always lame.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, so it's like, you know, I would rather be that crazy in the middle thing that happens and have it be different every time and have, the footage that I get just be absolutely insane for each character that I have and have that wide variety than just be boring all the way through.
Yeah. So what would be a really challenging role for you in a vertical? What would you love to do?
That's a great question. I would love to be, I almost just described a vertical I wrote. I would love to be sort of like, yes, like the main character. This is annoying me. I would love to be like the main character that, like, it, you know, that the audience sort of doesn't like. And we're sort of getting into that arena now where it's like the lead guy is the villain, and like he did something to like the female lead's kid or something, and then like he has to be redeemed towards the end, and like that sort of arc, like those types of verticals are starting to come into play now, like the divorced heiress that just came out on Short Max, that's sort of like that plot line, right, where it's like, sure, it's the three brothers and we've seen it a zillion times and yada 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 and it's boring. But if we take a look at the lead character's arc, who was played by freaking Kenny, who was great, great actor, love him. His character arc was probably the most interesting in the whole thing, because he was the male lead and he starts off terrible and he has to redeem himself. That's not the same boring plot line as we've seen a zillion times, right? He starts somewhere and ends somewhere else. He's redeemed. And I really like that sort of arc where it's like, the character, right, we have to believe that he's going to do good and sort of get his mercy from whatever God, you know, and he's going to get mercy for his, you know, for his, the bad things he's done, and he sort of gets that redeemed. I would love that, you know, the character doesn't get redeemed and he's disgraced, but he's the lead. I don't know, you know, something like that, something crazy. So I can sort of take the, you know, the character and the audience for a loop and sort of like take them like, oh, is this guy going to be good or is he going to be bad? Like, I don't know, you know? So like, yeah, I guess a lead that is also the villain that may not win yet.
So what about doing a vamp? I saw a few vampire stuff. There were always kind of villain leads. The vampire ones.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really see any of those anymore, right? The last one.
Yeah, vampires get less in the last few months. I don't know why.
Yeah, it would be great to shoot one of those like on location somewhere. Like they just filmed something in Italy, and I thought it was super cool. It wasn't a vertical though; it was a horizontal, great passion project. But like, love like a vertical shot in Italy where it's just like we're in like a ruined castle and it's like this is the thing and we're in this castle and it's like maybe I don't even know, I'd have to write it.
Yeah, when you tell me you are a writer, you can write your lead role for yourself or not?
Yeah,
you have.
I have a ton of verticals I've written.
with the lead role for you, who explained, who you explained to me? Huh. Why aren't they produced yet?
Great fucking question. I don't know. This
Let
never
me
goes
guess, it's all about
to
the money.
Well, no, it's not. I don't know why. Not to, put a bad pin on anything, right? Of course, it's everything's love and fair and in, war and stuff, but I don't know why. It's just we want to stick to these ideals that are fucking outdated at this point, right? Like these everyone's scared, right? Everyone's scared. I mean, even in the normal industry, right? Everyone's scared. No one will start a new idea, and we have to keep making remakes of old ideas, right? Even in the real industry. In vertical industry, we keep sticking to these scripts that, yes, have worked in the past, but we don't, you know what I mean? Everyone's tired of them. Yes, they make money. Yes, we get those views, right? But we need new stories so we can sort of expand and move in a different direction. And they're scared that everyone's not going to follow along with them. And I'm like,
Yeah.
they will follow along with you. You know what I mean? So like it's starting to happen where, these little ones, I mean, I feel like my, scripts are sort of expansive on these vertical ideas. And I think they're great. And I think they could, do great things for and push this industry into something that might be, more beneficial. Instead of doing these same scripts, but like, they won't get to see their light of day, through any of the apps right now because all these apps are too scared to do something
Yeah,
different and put,
they won't take the risk. Yeah, exactly.
they don't want to put money towards something that they don't know is going to be successful. But that's literally the idea of manifest destiny. That's literally
So
what
it's
manifest.
all about the shitty money.
Yeah, it's all about the money, man. Nothing
You're
matters. No
always
one.
playing a billionaire, so can you not make some money laundry for your own verticals in
I
this?
mean, we're barely stringing along as it is, man. We're not.
Oh, if it
But
would
yeah.
be so easy to find a billionaire and stuff, like in the verticals, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. Everything? Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, all you need is money and an app, right? To just make a vertical.
I think the first thing is the money, then you produce it. I don't think that it won't be so difficult to sell it later to a platform. Because they
Well,
are
of
popping up so many new platforms at the moment, I'm sure any of them will take the risk.
this is Los Angeles. No one wants to work, right? No one wants to work. They just want money. They just want to make money, right? So if you came to someone, if you came to an app and said, "Hey, here's an idea. Here's a really good idea." Tell them the idea. Do you like this idea? Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, totally. Cool. We've shot it and filmed it. It's already done. All you have to do is pay this and pay perpetuity and royalties and
Yeah.
You get all this stuff. And then, I think you have a better chance than, oh, we haven't made it yet. You have to fund the whole thing. Then it's like, oh, okay, is this going to sell? Right? You can just buy something and put it on a platform and not have to spend the time and the money to make it. Sure. But, that also comes with risk because if you spend all the time, and money to make it and then try and sell it to an app, they might not want it, So it's
Yeah,
all just,
I think it's in both way a risk. I
yeah.
think for the platforms it's easier if they only have to buy a finished product, you know what I mean? Because
Yeah.
as you said, they don't have to work with it. They can watch it and can say yes or no, because they can imagine how the product looks like in the end. And I think the other thing is, if it's not produced already and you go to a platform, maybe you have the problem that the platform wants to change too many stuff while producing it.
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
they might not like it or something might be wrong.
yeah.
Because usually, I mean, when selling scripts, there's usually some sort of fucking, standoff where it's like, oh, there's not enough kissing in the paywall. Or like they need to like fuck. Like they need to
Yeah,
crazy
till
things
the
to happen.
paywall, it has so many things to happen.
Yeah.
And as I told you, the paywall is hit, and then the story gets normally lame. Or
Yeah.
nothing, even more. You have 10 ep the first 10 episodes are so full with so many happenings, and from 11th till 60th episode, it's Maybe it's only about one question. Is he a fraud or not?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So the best thing would be you win a big lottery jackpot, produce the whole stuff, and found your platform on your own.
Yeah, that's it's not a bad idea. Not bad.
Maybe you should give it a try.
Well, maybe with all my free time, yes, that might have to happen. What would we call it? What would we call it? Brewer TV?
No, it has, you know, all the apps, they are not TV. No.
Brewer Box.
Yeah, BB. Within the logo, BB.
Brewer Box. Yeah, that's actually genius. Someone clip that.
I've recorded it.
There you go. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
So, no problem. Did you ever do a vertical shooting in a different country?
Oh, yeah.
In China? Oh, well,
yeah, I was in China for 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Holy. How many verticals did you do in this time?
Four. I was supposed to do five, but there came complications, you know, as it were. But yeah, had a good time, right? Like, you know, shooting, and very good opportunity, of course, to be there. Yeah, it was fun.
2 months. How is the shooting in China compared to shooting in the US verticals?
It's very it's very different. I mean, it's honestly just it's a toss up, right? With what you're going to get, with what company you're going to work for, right? Because it could be really good or really bad. You know, ask anyone, and they have very mixed opinions of, you know, their time in China, you know, who they worked with and things like that. Like, I was more on the unfortunate side.
When were you in China? When was it?
A few months ago. But yeah, it's just really a toss up, man. Because sometimes, you know, you're working on a perfect schedule, and sometimes you're working 22 hours overtime 6 days in a row with barely no time to sleep.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
are they not so well organized in China? I thought always I worked with Chinese people in IT projects, and they were super strict and organized, better than the German. You know, we here in Germany are normally very strictly and organized and stuff like that. But the Chinese one were more organized than I was.
It's just really a toss up, man. It's, you know, you might get with a project that's super organized and, you know, steady handed, and other times you don't. And you know, I have a lot of friends who went to China, and, you know, they had great experiences and did this and that, and it was a really good time for them. And I just don't think I was that fortunate. Of course, I'm, you know, grateful for the experience and be able to go out there. I just wasn't that fortunate of having sort of a set that was, you know, fully functioning as and more of, you know.
Would you give it a second try if you can go to China again or not? Or are you kind of okay.
For the right price. Anything for the right price.
Or do you want to go to Europe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shooting? I would love to. I know they were shooting.
Lithuania, Istanbul, England, Italy. There are a lot of countries popping up at the moment in Europe here.
Yeah, man, I would love to shoot. Yeah, man, that sounds great.
Did you shoot ever in Vancouver or New York or stuff like that?
No. I'm actually from New York. It was just crazy. They're usually looking for some Italian accent guy. And I'm literally Italian and from New York. I don't know. They just like, Yeah, no, it's always
Okay,
weird.
your name not sounds very Italian style.
It's not my real last name.
That's okay. Okay, then it makes sense.
No,
Then
yeah.
it makes sense. But your first name is really great in Italy, Luca.
Well, Luke Brewer. So Luke, in like Greek mythology, Luke means bringer of light. And then brewer means bringer of beer, right? A brewster, right?
I know Germany is a big beer country,
yeah.
You know?
So I'm the bringer of light and beer.
That's very important. Do you drink beer? No.
Of course.
That would be fun if you would have said, no, I don't like beer.
No, I freaking love beer, man. Alcohol is great.
Do you get good beer in the US?
No, man. I mean, like, you know, it's, you know, they're, it's always complicated with, you know, things that taste here and things that taste there. Like, you know, it's always, again, everything's a toss up, man. Like I, of course I, you know, I grew up on Coronas. Some people hate Coronas. Like, you know, I love Corona. I grew up, you know, drinking it and, you know, in my pool with, you know, my father and, you know, drinking all the, you know, while the music's playing. Like I just have like very distinct memories of just like drinking beer and just like having a relaxed day. And like, you know, I miss those times, but like, you know, of course now it tastes different. Right. And then we have like Pacifico and Los Angeles. Also Los Angeles is its own beast. We have our own stuff and we're trying to do all this. It's just a crazy place. And like alcohol is just like, whatever tastes, whatever can get me inebriated will do the trick.
So have you ever been to Germany, to the real
No.
beer country?
No, I have not. It sounds like a fantastic time. I would say the closest I've ever gotten to Germany was watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Okay, so not very close. No, because if you like me, you have to come to Munich to the Oktoberfest.
Oh, sure. I'm sure it's great.
I've never been there.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
But
it's only 2 hours from my hometown. But
why
I
would you
don't
go?
drink alcohol, so.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
What should I do on a Oktoberfest where everyone drinks 1 liter of beer? Five,
Go
six,
have fun,
seven.
man. Drunk people are fun to be around.
No. For
No.
women, drunk people are not fun at the Oktoberfest. Absolutely no.
That's
No.
crazy.
No,
You know,
but
I hear that Germany has like in German, like the language, I hear like some of the words for like English things are like super complicated. Like what's the word for ambulance?
Notaufnahme.
What?
Do you
Oh, I
mean
thought it was...
the ambulance car or the
Yeah, I
ambulance
was
in the
Krankenwagen.
hospital? Because we have two different words. If you mean the car,
Yeah.
it's called Krankenwagen.
Yeah, Krankenwagen.
And if you mean the ambulance in the hospital, the station, it's called Notaufnahme.
Weird. Crazy. Yeah, the words are always like super long and it's just like crazy. I've seen so many TikToks on it.
Yeah, the thing is, a good friend of mine lives in, she's from Alabama, and she lived with me together while she was studying for a year. She's a German teacher at the University of Alabama now. And it's so funny when she says some typical German words with the American slang in it.
Right. Oh, how does that even work?
Yeah, and you know, the German language has so many different articles. You have only the, and we have der, die, das, ein, eine, whatever. It's really hard to learn the German language. So, and we have a lot of, as you said, totally weird words sometimes. Yeah, but yeah. It's a specialty of our country.
That's great. I love it.
Now you have to come to Germany. If you love beer, well, you have totally come.
We'll see. We'll see what
because
happens.
Here are so many brewers in each
Oh,
town.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You can
Yeah,
get
I mean,
so many different types of beer here.
oh, yeah. I thought you meant like people with the last name Brewer.
No, I don't think no. Brewer is not typical German, but we have in Germany a second name which is very common, which is called Brauer. Brauer, yeah, it's kind of similar to yours. So,
Air Brower, yeah.
yeah. What kind of food do you like? Because we have also really great food here in Germany. Typical food.
Yeah, I love Italian food, right? You know,
Have
gotta
you
get
ever
back to
been in
the.
Italy?
No, it sucks. I'm more New York Italian, so I'm just
Okay.
like, I'm very like, I use my hands a lot. That looks really weird. Sorry, I'm doing this. That looks really weird. Please, yeah, you know, like, oh,
Come stai?
what is my camp? Como stai? Yeah.
Yeah,
What's
you
this?
know, from my hometown, I have only 1 hour to Switzerland, 1 hour to Austria, 1 hour and a half to Luxembourg, 2 hours to France, and from here to Italy, it's with the car 4 hours, and then you're in Italy.
My God, that's crazy. You know, I'm in the car for hours and then I'm in.
I'm still in the US.
It's great.
Yeah, so you have to come to do a European trip, and then you can go filming in Turkey,
Yeah.
in Italy. You can
What
make
else
a
we got?
round trip.
How do we get on this tangent? What's the next question? Like, what do we do?
We came into it because of your second name,
Oh
where you
yeah.
said it means the beer bringer. That's why
Beer.
we came to it.
Beer bro. I was like, what are we even talking? I was like, oh, we got wrapped up in the Germany.
So when we are talking about beer, what about a cooking vertical?
Yeah, well, I think they're shooting one right now.
Can you cook?
I can cook. No, I was in one with Casey Esser. It was like one of my first verticals. It was called My Billion Dollar Waiter,
I
and
know this.
he was like the waiter, and I was in it, but like it wasn't like towards the it was only like towards the end, and that was like the closest I've ever gotten to like, because it was about like this woman's hotel, and they were trying to save the hotel, and like they were making food and stuff, and I was like the critic or whatever, but I know they're doing like a MasterChef one right now.
There are so many cooking verticals at the moment. That's really ridiculous. Every week, new one
Really?
drops. Yeah. I think they roundabout dropped 10
That's crazy.
cooking verticals already. Yeah, I have the feeling that they are trying some kind of new, you know, the story is somehow the same. Everywhere is somewhere a billionaire and a hidden
Yeah.
identity. But a lot of sport verticals dropped in the last weeks, also a lot of cook verticals, and also a lot of high school verticals.
Yeah. I
Do you
think
do a high school vertical, or are you too old for doing this?
I don't know, man, 'cause like I don't know. I could. It's just like I don't know. I just fit wherever they tell me, you know, like
Yeah.
if I fit there, I fit there. They're always looking for like again, like they're always looking for like that guy that's like, dude, like yo, Cassidy, I love you. Be with me. Like that's the guy that they want. So
The
it's like,
Playboy style.
yeah, and I'm Playboy, but I'm not like that. You know what I mean? I'm more
You're the
like James
villain
Bond.
Playboy.
I'm like James Bond, you know? So it's they're and they never really are looking for that. I mean, now I feel like these companies like Good Short and like Drama Box. They're really into like this like daddy kink where it's like they're all parents and they have kids, so
Yeah,
there's kids in the
there are a
vertical,
lot of kids, yeah, in the verticals, yeah.
wobbles and like oh like you know this is my kid and you're supposed to raise her and like you're not raising her and so I have to find you know this other guy and like do all this stuff and so you know I think they're really into that right now and it is selling, it's
Yeah,
selling.
the happy family stuff is selling at the
Yeah,
moment,
I like it
absolutely.
honestly because there's no you know there's no intimacy, there's no like massive sex scene and you know it's like disgusting and like the girl's way too young and the guy's way too old. Like I feel like we're sort of, I really like these projects. I've done a few of them. Another one just came out that I'm in. It's a like sort of a family one and you know, I had a kid in it, and you know, she was awesome. Amazing, amazing child actor. Oh, she was
The
so good.
child actors, I'm really surprised how great they do their work. At
Yeah.
this young age, they are playing so good.
Yeah, she was great.
Which was the kid? How old was she?
Her name was Audrey. I think she was 10. She was great. The project was called The Final Goodbye to the Closest Kin. I don't
Which
know.
platform? Do you know which platform?
It's a good short.
Okay.
Yeah, brand new family one. And, you know, it was with the great Abigail Stanton. She's, you know, she's
Oh,
a
I
good friend.
spoke to her 4 days ago or 3 days
She's
ago.
great. Really good friend of mine. Yeah, we did that project together. It was so fun. I was sort of like, yeah, it was just kind of a relief because we were just like doing the scenes, and it was really all about, nothing crazy happened. It was all about sort of like the story and like the acting.
Yeah.
The female lead was the villain. Like I wasn't the villain, and the guy wasn't that, like we were both sort of like good guys and we both had kids, and she was sort of the bad person because like she like had to choose between it's either me and my kid or the other guy and his kid, and like she would like flip back and forth, and she kind of screwed us both over. And yeah, it was originally called Carol's Regrets, right? So she's like the bad guy, and like it was just like a really cool concept. I really enjoyed filming it.
So, did you liked it to be not the villain, or did you prefer playing the villain?
I play the villain because it's the most interesting. I would love to not play the villain. I would love to be like the, and it's sort of like, right, like what I was talking about before, like, I don't want to play the lead and have to be like, yes, I love you, Carol.
The lovey-dovey
You're
husband,
the
man.
Only one I've ever wanted to be with. Like, I fucking hate, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
Pardon my, but like, fuck that. Like, that's awful. Like, if I want to be the lead and like, change the dynamic of this whole thing, right? Because like that's what I do, right? I'm a rebel. Like I don't like following rules. I don't like staying in the parameters of things. Like I want to be the lead and sort of like change the mindset of like this guy doesn't have to be this hot guy with six pack abs. He can be a hot guy with six pack abs and also like a coward, and like he can be have all these different emotions, and like, you know, maybe he does this and it's really bad, and you know, he gets redeemed, like I was saying before, like, or something like that, where it's like there's something interesting that happens with him and it sort of ties into the whole thing. Like, I just want like a broader arc, and like, they just don't want that. So that's sort of like the in between.
But
area.
What do you think? Why they don't want that?
It doesn't make money. They don't know if it's going to make money. They don't
because
know if they
of
can
the
trust.
Risk. Okay.
You know, and I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's a ton of guys out there, right, that have degrees and, you know, have this sort of wheelhouse of characters and, like, you know, different acting techniques and tactics that they can use to sort of make the performance meaningful and worthwhile. But they don't know if that sells or not because they've never fucking tried. You know, so it's really complicated.
It's kind of conflict.
And frustrating, yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand it. But, you know, I'm not sure if there really would be a risk, because a lot of I also do podcast episodes with fans, and I am doing with the six biggest reviewers of Instagram. We are doing every month a monthly recap about of the upcoming verticals. And, you know, when you watch since more than 1.5 year verticals, you get bored of the storyline of every time the same shit. So we totally agreed that someone has to take the risk, because surely the audience needs new stories.
Hey man, reach out to them, man. Cause you know, there's only so much us actors can do, right? We're just sort of faces of these things. Like where our opinion is sort of, but gosh, it's nothing.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm doing this podcast, to talk to everyone in this space, not only to actor, actresses. Also, I spoke with the directors, with the script supervisor, with the intimacy
the
coordinator. And yeah, but it's not so easy to get a producer.
Because they don't want to. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they cannot. They want to take the blame. So, yeah. But you know, the thing is, I think there is so much more potential in this vertical world.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And if someone is willing to take the risk once,
yeah,
and he will be successful with that, I think the others will also try the risk. But there has to be one leader who tries.
Well, I mean, you know, that new app is coming out, right? Shara TV, the fully female ran app. It's a little more inclusive than, you know, they pitch it to be, right? Of course, but you know, they're sort of trying to make a change. You know, it's an American ran company, right? They're all, you know,
Dan Löwenstein, the director, Dan Löwenstein from UK, told me that they are founding in UK also a new platform.
Yeah. So, you know, there's changes going to be made, and also the SAG agreement, right? It's going to change a lot because a lot of the parameters and the way that these things are running, mm-hmm. right? Sure. Like those of us, including myself, that have been here for a while and sort of, you know the space and sort of adapted to the way that verticals run and being like, okay, I'm fine with this, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's going to change, right? Because like, it's not only going to sort of bump us up possibly, right, to like SAG verticals, it's also gonna, you know, include SAG people that are gonna do verticals, right? So they're gonna have to get used to the, you know, the way things are done and things like that, and you know, everything just rides on this agreement, really. It's just there needs to be a change, and it's I don't know, I just hope that, you know, things are getting taken care of the way that they're supposed to be, right? There's not much that a strapping young man like me can do.
Yeah. You know, what attracts you to doing verticals? What keeps you running doing verticals?
Well, money.
Yeah. Okay, it's a job, but
I'm like half kidding, but like not really. No, it's also sort of like the, I don't know, I really haven't felt this way in a while, but in the beginning, like, it was something that was mine, right? I came from sort of out of nowhere, right? You know, everyone has a different story of where they came from and how we got to be here, right? My story is unique in that, but, you know, collectively, right, it's pretty similar, I assume, to many other people's stories, right? I, you know, came from New York, you know, live theater, and then went to school upstate New York in the middle of fucking nowhere, and then just drove all the way across the country to here to try something out, to take a risk. And I was able to obtain something that I didn't even imagine I was able to obtain. Right? Like being praised for roles that I've played, speaking on panels, doing interviews with, doing types of interviews like this and being able to play these types of roles. Like, I never imagined that I would do anything like this.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't think that I could, but I didn't even know it was an option, right? So, like, when something like that falls in your lap, it's kind of like yours, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I look back at the first verticals I did, and I was just like, damn, like, those are my memories. Like, only the people on set and, like, you know, myself only have that memory. And like, that's sort of like a motherly complex there. Like, you know, that's mine and those are my memories. And, you know, we're able to, you sort of create like a care for something like that. Right. And you don't, even if you don't want to be in the vertical industry anymore, like, you know, you're getting tired of it or something and something's not going your way. Like, I just sort of like think back to like, you know, this is my house, right? Yeah, maybe someone else is decorating it, but it's my house, right? I've been here for a while. I've been here longer than most. I don't want to see something get squandered, and I don't want to see something get done the wrong way. And I'm just going to be silent about it, right? Like, it has a place in my body, in my heart. And I just want to, you know, make sure everything's getting taken care of. And, It does. It means a lot to me.
What had this vertical acting taught you for life?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely all right. Like, you know, I think everyone tells themselves the same thing, right? These verticals are a huge stepping stone in a long and fruitful career. It gives us a lot of time to practice and sort of get the gauge of how, like, a movie or a series is shot.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's more fast-paced, but more fast-paced, the more verticals you can do, right, the more experience you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
It's also, you know, completely grateful. I'm working, you know, and this is my full-time job, and I'm not, you know, waitressing or, you know, being a waiter somewhere or having like a day job like that where, you know, you're not getting any experience and you sort of have to live through people to like get, you know, any grasp of experience, right? Like, that's really the biggest thing. It's just like, I now, you know, I have a massive idea of how, you know, sets are run. And when you get on an actual industry set and you're getting there and you know everyone's roles and you can point them out, like, you know, people like myself who have done more than 20, you know, you get on a set, you know everyone's role. Oh, that's the PA. That's the scripty. Ooh, there's the AD. There's the director. Like stuff like that. Like, you can point them out of nowhere. And, you know, that's sort of like a skill. To know how the entire operation is running is a skill that you have to acquire. And I'm very grateful to now have that.
What improvement do you wish for this vertical space?
For me personally, it's sort of a little bit probably different answer than other people. I just wish that the people making these decisions were a little bit more open-minded. There's a lot of, and right, that of course it might not be their fault, right? All these things run on what the client is asking for. This might be a more deeper cut than you might have thought I was going to say, but you know, everything runs through this client, right? Nothing will happen unless the client, you know, distinctly says, right? So everyone's at their knees for the client, right? And they're the knower of all. And I just wish that someone else who has a lot of money would start putting it towards these so we don't have to listen to these clients. Because, like, it's sort of, in the roots, it's sort of the traditional way of how verticals are done. Are they hot? Cool. Do they have clout? Cool. It doesn't matter if they act. Can they act a little bit? Cool. Like, we need to break those parameters. I need these companies to be a little more open-minded. Mm-hmm. We need to see. I think what's missing is, like, we're starting to peel back these layers of sort of, in my mind, like, the picture I'm getting is like plasticky Barbie doll like type deal where it's like these characters are so prim and proper and hot and they got the 10-pound makeup and their hair is fucking all done up. And I'm like, what if the lead guy isn't that?
Yeah.
What if the lead guy is natural face, looks like a normal fucking guy and has, you know,
and don't has to be always a billionaire.
And he doesn't have to be a billionaire and he's just a normal fucking guy and he's chill. You know, the story is more realistic and down to earth, right? Mm. Like, instead of these rich stories, like, we need more open-mindedness in this industry, or we're just not going to go anywhere. We're just going to keep going in circles. We're going to keep doing these billionaire things, right? We need to be more open-minded with casting and more open-minded with what the story is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. So at the end of every episode, I'm asking the 5 question quickie.
Sure.
As I told you. First question, what's your favorite dish? Because I love to cook. I always want to know what's a favorite dish of kind of person. Because on the on the meat eaters or on kind of what kitchen they like, you can get in
love. Like my favorite meal, like dish?
Yeah.
I love a good lasagna, man. Love a good meat lasagna.
Can you cook a good lasagna?
I can. Only for the special, only for the one.
Ooh.
Only for the right person.
You have a super mysterious recipe, or are you more than a freestyle cook?
I'm Italian. Of course I have secret recipes.
No, most of the Italian people, I lived in Italy for a 6 month. They are all freestyle cookers. They only cook by taste.
Nah. Well, yeah, I'm sure. But like, you know, my grandma was from Paloma.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know,
Palermo.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? Paloma?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm thinking about drinks, honestly.
It's fine. I have to tell you where your grandma... It's fine.
That's hilarious.
That's a really nice... Palermo is really nice, by the way.
I wouldn't know. I've never been there. But, you know, I'm sure she would herself, but she wrote down her recipes.
Old Italian nonnas have really the best meals every time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Also spaghetti carbonara and stuff like that. Oh, holy moly.
Yeah.
And self-made pasta. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What's your favorite film?
Film.
Yeah. What do you like to watch?
Probably, well, my favorite film is Goodfellas, if you've ever seen it.
Goodfellas
came out 1990, and it's about like the Italian mafia. It's based on true stories. Italian mafia.
Okay, okay. 70s. Yeah, I was just thinking because I know the title, but I didn't get the story.
Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
That's a great film.
That's really good.
Classic.
Did you ever do when you say mafia, did you ever do a mafia vertical?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There was one mafia vertical. I did my Robert De Niro impression the entire vertical.
That's good.
Every line, like, and I was like the uncle. I was like, come here.
Hasta la vista.
He doesn't say that.
I know. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger says this. I know.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm just making sure.
Hello, he's from Austria.
True. But he was the governor of California.
I know, but he's origin from Austria, and he was a lot of time in Germany. So here in Germany, everyone knows Arnold Schwarzenegger. Totally.
Yeah.
And the Terminator stuff. And so he's a kind of big idol.
Yeah.
No, and the mafia things. It was really, I love mafia styles, and I also love the mafia verticals because that's always type of different stories.
Yeah.
Also some dons with a lot of money, but they're not classical stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. What's your favorite song? What kind of music do you like?
I'm a big classic rock guy. I love like psychedelic 70s as well. Like Jimi Hendrix, The Doors. Like I'm a big like old school guy. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's kind of boring a little bit, but I don't care.
No, like, we have here in Germany a radio station who plays only 70s, 80s, 90s rock.
That's great. Yeah.
It's
like
the best radio station ever. Oh, really?
That's great.
I
love trap.
No, this.
I love rap.
No, this week you could win there at this radio station tickets for the Metallica concert because Metallica joins next year Germany for 2 days, and they are making a 2-day concert. Every day a totally different set, a huge event, and for that event you could win a ticket at this radio station.
So you're gonna win.
No.
Oh, you don't care for Metallica?
I love listening to Metallica, but I'm not sure if I would be on a Metallica concert.
Oh, come on. Oh.
I had a brain surgery a few years ago, and really loud stuff is for me kind of problem.
What? That's awful. I'm so sorry.
That's also the reason why I cannot go to Munich to the Oktoberfest, because in this big tent it's so fucking loud.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, no. No, no.
No.
No, no. What's your... If I would come to you and would say, Luke, listen, I want to start watching verticals. Which of your verticals should I watch? What would you advise to me? Why are you laughing?
Because I don't watch them.
Yeah, I know that you are not watching it, but I think you could give me a tip which one of yours would be great to watch.
Casey Esser made his own vertical with his own production company. It was his passion vertical is called Love in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Love in the Shadows?
Yeah. I spoke with Casey last week.
Yeah.
So we spoke about it. Yeah.
Super fun. I got to play the bad guy. That was probably one of the best villains I've done. I would say, start there maybe. I don't watch them, man.
Is your family watching your verticals?
I think so. My mom usually keeps up with it.
So that she can tell everyone, that's my son. That's my son.
Yeah.
Mom stuff.
she likes to talk to the fan accounts as well, and I'm like, please stop.
Why?
I don't know. They're just
why?
I'm very, you know.
I talked to Maya Green's mom. Sent me a mail after I recorded with her an episode with Maya.
I'm sure you're a very normal person, right? But it's just, you know, it's a stranger, you know, talking to, you know, someone who's close to me, and, you know, Italian protective genes kick in.
Oh, la familia. Oh, come on.
Literally. Yeah.
We are not bad people out there.
I know you're not, but there might be a crazy person out there. We don't know.
There might be also a crazy person tomorrow on your set as a colleague, as a new one.
And I will stay far away from them.
But you don't know it right from the beginning on.
No.
So. It's an everyday risk. You know what I mean?
True.
So, yeah. If you can say some wishes for new genres in verticals, what will you wish? What genres are you missing? Or want to see more in verticals?
Well, I would love some actual horror verticals. Respectfully, they made one. It was like something about a python, and they were all scared about like this AI snake or something. I'm like, that's not horror, man. We need someone dead. We need death.
We need blood, death, and knives.
We need someone to die, and we need them to die gruesomely, and we need there to be some sort of rising action and an actual climax of like, ooh, the killer's going to get them, or some sort of gore. Like, that's what we need. Like, we need to break out of, again, this plastic bubble that we're in where everything has to be prim and proper and like, ooh, oh my God. Like, bro, if we're going to have simulated basically porn, I think we can have some fucking death. All right? We're having these fucking... these 45-year-old men and these 22-year-old girls having sex, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I think we can have someone's head cut off and their blood's pouring out of their necks. I think we can have that. Right? Let's be real. And that's going to be the trailer for this podcast, is that me talking. That's serious. I would love to be in like, I don't know, maybe he's an axe murderer or something. Like, I don't know, even just... You know what I mean? Like, we don't even have to, like, think up new stuff, right? Nobody does that in this industry. We can just literally just make, like, the black phone as a vertical. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of horizontals would also work as verticals.
Just copy.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. It's a vertical, right? Like, you know?
That's right.
I just think, it would be expansive. I really want to be in, like, an actual horror film where, like, the fear is real and it's not, like, you know... Ooh, we're getting chased by something that's not there, you know.
So we have to say at the end, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money. No, yeah, totally.
We need money. You know, we need money.
Well, we need money, yes. And it's all about, like I said before, like manifest destiny, man. It's all about the thought and the idea of getting somewhere that's better and like having a better idea at the end of the day. And that's all I want for this industry. It's just
Do you see any chance for that?
I do, if things change. I think with the SAG agreement, things are going to change, because then they're going to get SAG directors and SAG writers and start accepting actual scripts, which is where I will come in.
It's your part of the game then.
This has been a completely unhinged interview.
What?
I don't know. I loved it. It was great. It was a good one.
I told you it's not.
No, it was good.
I'm normally a really nice person.
I know you. I know you are. No, it was good. I had a good time.
So enough for that. It only can get worse from now on.
I love it. It was a good time.
Luke, I thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you so much for having me.
And I wish you a beautiful, restful Sunday and a good upcoming project whenever it will start.
We don't know.
We don't know. It's all kind of mystery.
Within the next month, yeah. Something like that.
It's good. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Luke. I wish you a good time. See you. Bye.
So much. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.